So what he's talking about here is not some kind of pre-existent Jesus that sort of fell down out of heaven and did his business and then went back. He's talking about the new Adam, who, just like the old Adam, was tempted to lie to himself, to pretend that he was divine, and refused to, and yet proceeded to live among a people who lie, as we all do, and did not lie, and that cost him his life. That's why God raised him. This is really important because, you know, it is possible to look at the whole crucifixion of Jesus and, you know, kind of submerge it under centuries of religious rhetoric. Well, it was God's will. He washed away our sins. We're washed in his blood. He died to save the world. The problem with all that rhetoric is that it can obscure the reality out of which that rhetoric grew. In fact, the rhetoric itself was created largely because of the scandalous nature of Jesus' death. That Jesus should suffer public execution at the hands of the Roman Empire, of all people. The empire, violence, oppression. So what's going on here? Well, this is the Lucan version of the Passion, the typical Lucan themes. Women show up on the way to Calvary with Jesus. Jesus comforts women. Women figured so largely all through the Gospel. Jesus says, forgive these people because they don't know what they're doing. Just like Jesus throughout the Gospel of Luke had forgiven all kinds of people. Jesus forgives the penitent thief. What is desperately needed, I think, is to climb behind all that religious rhetoric. He died for our sins. You who take away the sin of the world. And see the root reality that was his life and therefore the cause of his death. You cannot live securely in this world as Jesus did. Can't do it. Impossible. Can't live not discriminating among people on the basis of race or gender, wealth, title, sexual orientation, whatever, culture. Can't do that. It obstructs and destroys business as usual. It simply does. Nothing. The university would collapse. The world would collapse, as a matter of fact. At least the world as we know it. Were we to behave in this way? And so that's why I say it is really important to get to the political reality of this man's execution. And only if we believe that that's the way to do it. That's really right. That's what being human is all about. As Paul says in the letter to the Philippians, this is the new Adam. This is the renewed humanity. That's the source of his understanding of what he wrote. That's the source of Jesus dying. And this is what is crucial. This is the source of Jesus dying. This man told the truth. This man lived non-defensively. You know? What's going on in the church today particularly seems to give the lie to much of that. We are a spectacle to the world, accusing everybody else for our problems. You know? A normal human thing. It's standard human behavior. Ain't nobody complaining about that. But here, on the holiest week of the year, we are a spectacle to the world, but not the right kind of spectacle, I don't think. So it's incumbent on us, who are the church, to take seriously what's going on in the church, but also to take seriously our place in the world and what we're doing here.